Jay Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the Real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. All available on podcastarena.com. And including some of the things you just heard, a lot of NFL talk, a lot of college football talk, been all over it today. So, yeah, check it all out. A couple things from Facebook. Kenneth says, listening to the show from Buenos Aires.
I think it's Buenos Aires.
Yeah, the Blitz worldwide, he says. Very good. That's probably about as far away as we're getting today.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
If you're further away, let us know.
Scott says, have you seen the video and claims the refs gave the overtime coin toss to the Eagles to make the Cowboys lose? They are saying the Eagles called heads, not tails.
That's what
that is one of the more overblown excuse things I've ever heard. I've listened to that thing 20 times. You can hear what you want to hear, but he confirmed it with the other ref. And nobody on the Cowboys said, I mean, the Eagles said, no, before they threw it.
Right.
So even if that were the case, somebody there says something. It's like, no, we wanted heads. So it's just, guys, come on, man. That's one of those, everybody's looking for.
Tinfoil hat thing for you?
Yeah, everybody's looking for an excuse.
Shame.
But anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I just think this is one of those things, everybody looks for something in every game now to say they got screwed. Yeah. I mean, did you listen to it? Because I honestly
couldn't hear.
Yeah.
I'm also deaf.
Well, and three different recordings of it I listened to. And if you listen really close and you're trying to hear heads, you might hear heads. If you're listening really close and you're trying to hear tails, you might hear tails. That's why they confirm it with the other referee, and all the player has to say, no, I said heads. So
nobody did that.
Yeah, that is one of the most overblown stories ever. Hey, guys, great show. Listening from Mars, Matt Damon.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, Matt Damon.
Yeah, you probably win on that. A lot of people asking about betting thoughts on tonight's game. I don't know if I'm playing. I like the over 49.5, and I'd probably leaning Chargers -3.5 more so than the over even.
Okay.
At this point.
Yeah, I'm not playing tonight. I just want I want 11.5 fantasy points out of Antonio Gates. That's all I really care about.
Okay, good luck.
You don't think so?
I think you can get it.
Half PPR?
I think you can get it.
Okay.
I mean, I was saying good luck. No, I wasn't saying
that. That was like one of those good lucks where you're like, yeah, right. Good luck.
No, that's not, I mean, not like that. I was kind of saying good luck. So I'll also be paying attention to the World Series of Poker tonight.
So, oh, is that thing going now?
Yeah, they're down to six. They lost three guys last night. And
God, it takes so long now.
This dude's got like 57% of the chips in play, and he's got $91 million, and the second and third guys have 30. But the cool thing about that, if you've got 30 and you double up against that guy,
right,
you're right back in it. So I think it should be interesting. I'll probably be up half the night watching it like I usually am.
I can't do it.
I know. I love the recorded version's all fine, but I like the live version where I can see what guys are doing. And, you know, the old man got knocked out with he had a really good hand, the 70-year-old, and the big stack knocked him out.
I couldn't even tell you who's in it. I have no idea. Anybody?
Nobody you would know. There's like a.
Who's going to win it? Some Euro?
No, it's American leading, I believe.
Okay.
But I really didn't keep track. I know there's an Israeli second. So, anyway.
Does that bother you?
I don't have a comment. Justin says he's listening from Anchorage, Alaska, and the Buenos Aires guy has him beat by 800 miles.
Okay.
I know
he's in the mix then.
I know we have listeners in Red Deer, Alberta, which is not quite as far as either. And
local radio at these places must really suck. I guess, I mean, at least in Argentina, it's probably in Spanish.
So or they're talking soccer the whole time.
Right. I guess I kind of understand that.
Yeah, you don't want to go 3 hours of Messi.
They don't got good. They don't have sports radio in Anchorage.
What do you think that's going to be? Yeah, did you see the Northern Lights? They were awesome, eh?
I don't know. I bet they're, what do you think, they're Seahawks fans up there?
I don't know. I thought Remember they did that map? There was something weird. I don't know if they were Seahawks fans or 49ers fans.
Or Cowboys fans.
They might be Cowboys fans. Well, I bet you they're probably Cowboys fans because there's probably a lot of oil guys up there, right?
Yeah.
That's
pretty typical.
It's my complete just making it up off the top of my head thing. I have no idea. Somebody asked, what are your thoughts on the Mizzou incident? It's all on Podcast Arena. I really don't want to get into that subject again. We dealt with it at the in the second hour of the show. So
I do wonder if Mizzou was winning, if the thing would have gone differently. I don't know. You know, I don't know how it would have gone.
But fair question. But
if they would have threatened, like if they were 10-0, would they have threatened to sit out a game?
I would hope so.
I would too, but I just don't know.
Yeah,
if they would.
Frankly, as bad as they are, they may just wanted to have sat out just to not have to get their butts kicked by BYU. But I don't know. Let me give something away here.
That's a good idea.
This is a good giveaway. And I know you like this game. This is the one for Xbox One. WWE 2K16 for Xbox One. Get in the ring and raise some hell with your favorite superstars, divas, and legends. Offering the biggest roster in WWE video gaming history with over 120 stars. Play WWE 2K16 Showcase starring WWE legend Stone Cold Steve Austin. Or check out My Career Mode and create your own star. WWE 2K16 is the most in-your-face WWE video game of all time. Get it now on all major video game platforms, rated T for teen, caller 20. It's all yours. It's for Xbox One. I don't think they got WWE in there enough.
WWE?
Yeah.
Jong, have you played this game yet?
I haven't gotten mine from Michelle yet.
Are you a PS4 or Xbox One?
PS4.
Guy? Yeah. It's fun, man. I do like it. I like it better than the last one. They've got a bigger roster than the last one.
We need to get
including one. Andre the Giant.
See, I really think we need to expand our game and get one for 360, John.
No, you need to expand.
The company didn't give us any for Xbox.
Yeah, that company's trying to get people to buy new.
Well, of course they
game
are.
Systems.
Well, I'm trying not to buy a new game system. I'm waiting for the next one, whatever it is.
All right.
I like to skip one. So, like when PS5 comes out, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. It's kind of like I don't want to buy a new car every 3 years. I like to wait 6 years.
Every 5 years is
what. Yeah, okay. 6 or 7 years.
When new technology comes out.
Yeah, but
on the new technology.
But see, I do the same thing with iPhones. Like, I skip one. I don't get a new iPhone every
time.
Right,
but new iPhones come out every year.
Yeah.
New game systems come out, like, every 6 to 8 years.
I can wait.
All right.
But they'll have all the things worked out in the next one. All my complaints. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And a lot more to get to. There's still tons of football stuff we haven't got to. We'll get some phone calls next segment as well. And I promise you we'll knock out the gem of the day next segment. But right now I got to tell you about my good friends at Tupelo's. And, guys, this is your place to go watch the Rockets, college football, NFL, college basketball starting soon. If you want to go and watch college basketball, another great place to do it. The way their TVs are set up, you can see almost all of them from wherever you're sitting in the bar. It's just a great, great setup. And, you know, if you're going to have holiday parties, guess what? You need to start thinking about that. It's getting pretty close. They can do it for you. It's just a great place to hang out. They're at 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Chip and the gang do a fantastic job up there. And it's not only just a great sports bar, just a great place to hang out. You can take the family and have a few brews, hang out with the family. If you bring your kids, you're not going to be out of place. If you don't bring your kids, you're not going to be out of place because just hang out there at the bar. And they've got great food to choose from, too. This isn't your sports bar type menu. They've got a fantastic menu. I've yet to have anything there that's not terrific. Love being out there, and they really just take great care of you. Chip is just a great guy who loves to have a good time, and that's how he set this bar up, so that you go and you feel like you're at home and you're enjoying yourself. We love Tupelo's. In fact, we're out there next week. It's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. That's Tupelo's.com. And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Black Spotted Zebra, what are the odds Fred Powers even alive when the next-gen consoles come out? I'm gonna make it. Don't worry about that.
You feel confident in that?
Taking a lot better care of myself these days.
It's true, but sometimes that happens. Like, I heard about a guy today who ate a salad, and it had some kind of parasite in it.
Yeah.
And it ended up, like, going into his stomach, and eventually worked its way in his bloodstream, and got into his brain. And he had to have brain surgery to get this parasite out from eating a salad.
So don't eat salad.
I'm just saying, sometimes you think you're living healthy, and...
Well, I'm not living that healthy. I'm still... I still like to drink. And, right. But I'm working out like a fiend. Does that count?
It helps.
Okay. Maybe I'll live a little longer.
But I work out every day, and I'm probably going to die soon, so...
I don't know. I probably drink more than you.
Probably. You definitely drink more liquor than I do.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, this is a nice transition from us talking about drinking, because apparently Corey Mathias of Tiffin, Ohio, probably drinks a little too much.
Okay.
The 27-year-old was drunk Saturday evening, and apparently he had a 9-year-old over at his house. Part of the story isn't really clear. It's from the Tiffin, Ohio Advertiser Tribune. I don't know why this 9-year-old was over at his house. It's not his 9-year-old. 9-year-old's parents didn't know he was drunk. Well, according to a police department spokesman, he was having the child over for a chicken dinner. I mean, I'm...
Winner, winner.
All I know is I've got alarm bells going off all over this if I'm a parent. But Mathias realized he didn't have barbecue sauce. So guess what he decides to do?
He used ketchup.
No.
No, he really wanted barbecue sauce?
Yeah, he wanted it so bad that he decided they had to go to the gas station.
Okay.
He asked the child to drive.
Well, listen, safety first. You don't want a drunk guy driving.
The 9-year-old.
Better driver, drunk grown-up or sober 9-year-old?
I'm going to go sober 9-year-old because apparently they got there, but clerks at the pit stop would not allow the child to drive home. So then he tried to drive, and of course officers pulled him over after receiving a report from pit stop employees.
How is the pit stop in charge of who's able to drive?
Well, you can't let a 9-year-old drive, especially when the guy was clearly drunk, because care to guess what number he blew?
Ooh.
Let's just say this would be a damn good batting average for an Astro.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What? So over a 2, I'm guessing. Yeah,
well, actually, let me rephrase that. Anything over 250 would be impressive.
I was going to say, yeah.
This would be a good average for any major leaguer.
Do we got a .3 sighting?
We have a .3.
Wow.
It's too damn hot.
Boy, that's...
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and apparently his license was suspended on top of everything else.
That's why he didn't want to drive.
In 2014, he was found drunk and possessing coke while laying in a yard.
Yeah, I feel like they should have just let the kid drive.
He got there. I'm sure he would have got him home. They would have had a nice chicken dinner. Then we'd be talking about a sex offender, so I think maybe it wasn't a good idea. Anyway,
not wise, guys.
Definitely not wise, guys.
Yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
It was either going to be that or Ozzy Osbourne returning to San Antonio 33 years after he was arrested for peeing on the Alamo.
You know, Ozzy Osbourne's, they're doing a show in Japan, and Tom Morello's playing with Ozzy.
That'll be interesting.
Which is really exciting for me. I'm a big Tom Morello guy.
I like him. I don't know how Ozzy's still alive, though.
It is fascinating that guy is still on 2 feet.
Wait, Ozzy Osbourne's still performing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He still does concerts and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah. What's so funny is, like, when you hear... when you hear,
I mean, when he was on his game, he was great.
When you hear Ozzy just, like, talk, it sounds like the guy is just incoherent and there's no way he can function.
Yeah.
But he gets on a stage and he sounds like Ozzy. It really is fascinating. And I really think the day that guy stops performing, he'll just die.
Yeah. Boy, I was fortunate enough to see Ozzy with Randy Rhoads before Randy Rhoads died. Amazing performance. One of the most amazing performances I've ever seen. Randy Rhoads was just a genius.
I've actually been back when I worked at a country station. I was actually backstage for some concerts. And what it goes to the point you just made. I won't mention names, but a couple of guys that when you saw him backstage, I don't know if it was high or drunk or whatever, you're going, this guy's never going to get through this show. I don't know how he's even going to walk out there. And somebody just basically has to point him toward where the stage is, push him out there. Guy does the show without missing a beat, walks back off, and you're looking at him going, how did he get through that?
Crazy. That's how you do your updates. It's pretty fascinating. You come in here wasted, and yet you're able to do it.
Yeah, that's me.
I did shows in college and high school that I don't even remember. You get really high before the show, and then you'd go perform, and then everybody'd say either that was great or you guys were terrible, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, but when you're really high, you don't even care what they say.
Exactly, exactly. More often than not, it was good. Good high, bad drunk.
Okay.
Now, both, I couldn't tell you because I don't remember the next day. Let's try a phone call. Michael, you're on the Blitz. Go. Hello, Michael.
Hey, sports.
Go.
We wanted to get you guys' reaction to the Rams picking up Wes Welker and if you think he'll be able to have an impact this year.
I don't. I mean, the Rams are obviously in a pickle when it comes to receiver. I think that we've seen before that he's just not the same guy.
No, and frankly, without Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, I don't like him at this stage of his career.
I don't like any receiver with Nick Foles.
Yeah, and with all the concussions and everything else, I wouldn't expect much of an impact from him. Let's do one more. Kenneth. What's up, Kenneth?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Yep, sports.
The reason why I was calling is I wanted to comment on the issue that y'all brought up earlier regarding Dallas. I wanted to say that I'm in complete agreement with y'all in regards to them not making it in. I just think they have too big of a hole to climb out of.
Well, they're certainly up against it, but you know what? Another team lost six games in a row and made the playoffs just last year.
Oh, yeah?
Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's possible. The thing about the Cowboys, it's real simple. Getting a healthy Tony Romo and then getting him back at close to 100%. That's all it is. Hey, here's one for you, AJ. Minnesota Green Bay tied at 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
If you had I give you $1 million, you bet which one wins the division. Taking Green Bay, aren't you?
Of course. They've got Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and a lot of people are already trying to write off Green Bay because they've lost two games in a row to a team with one loss on the road at Mile High and a team that's unbeaten in Charlotte. You want to compare the schedules here down the stretch?
Sure.
And you tell me how this plays out. Minnesota. Next game at Oakland.
Okay.
Without Bridgewater, that's at least a toss-up, you would agree?
Yeah, agree.
Green Bay has Detroit at home.
That's a win.
All right. They play each other at Minnesota the next week.
Okay. I would probably take the Packers.
I probably would too, but you know what? Let's give it to Minnesota just to keep it close for a minute. Because from here on out, it's pretty obvious. Minnesota's next game at Atlanta. Maybe, but Green Bay's game, Chicago at home.
That's better.
Minnesota's next game, Seattle.
That's tough.
Green Bay's next game at Detroit.
That's not tough.
Minnesota at Arizona.
Oof.
Green Bay, Dallas at home.
Man, that is a tough. That's a tough run.
Yes, it is. And then the last three, they get Chicago at home, Green Bay's at Oakland. The Vikings get the Giants at home, Green Bay's at Arizona. So it gets they're playing the same teams at that point, and then they finish at Green Bay.
Okay.
But Minnesota's combined opponents record, it's for Monday Morning Quarterback, 39-26. Combined record for Green Bay's opponents down the stretch.
26-39.
28-35.
Close.
Close. Yeah. So, write off those Packers at your own risk.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
And even if they do the exact same thing in the second half, you're looking at a 12-4 team. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Got another giveaway. Let's do this on the way out. How about a $25 gift card to Genghis Grill? Over 80 fresh ingredients for you to make the perfect bowl. No two bowls are the same. Bring your friends and see if you can conquer our infamous fishbowl cocktails. Kids eat free on Tuesdays. Make sure you visit GingusGrillHouston.com for your closest Gingus Grill. Caller 15, 713-780-3776.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Last segment to get in because we have the dumbass report coming. We haven't had a chance to talk about Aggie yet today.
No. What did you have to say about Aggie?
That was pretty pathetic.
Listen,
it doesn't matter who they're putting at quarterback right now. They've got some real issues on that side of the ball. And by the way, their defense is not as vaunted as it was supposed to be when they hired John Chavis.
Yeah, I think the problem is, after the game, I was seeing Texas fan and Aggie fan on Twitter go back and forth about which team is crappier. I think it's time for both fan bases to just accept that, no, neither one of us is very good. And it's kind of a bummer that
A&M is like chicken bowl good, though.
Probably.
Yeah, they're probably going to wind up with, well, I mean, they could still win 8 games. But not playing like that, though. Boy. I always think they got a free square this week, and they're probably losing to, well, they're going to lose to LSU. I don't know, man. I they just weren't competitive in that game.
No.
They really weren't. But, yeah, they've got Western Carolina and at Vanderbilt and then at LSU, so they're going to wind up 8-4.
Yeah, they'll win some games.
Which I would say is a good season. Probably not what you were expecting.
No, that's exactly what it is. And neither one of these teams are going to have the season they expected. And then, I mean, Texas fan, you're no better. You can't huff your chest out after you beat Kansas. Because if you'd lost to Kansas, I would have said you need to shut down your football program. So
yeah, that was the last game on your schedule that you're completely supposed to win, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. At least they took care of business against that team, which was what they're supposed to do. But for one thing, I don't know why Aggie and Longhorn fans still care about each other.
I don't either. It doesn't make sense to
me. You guys have been divorced for years now. Let it go. You have new wives. Yeah. You have new wives or new husbands, whichever way you want to look at it. But what are the odds that Texas can get bowl eligible with at West Virginia, Tech, and Baylor left?
Well, they're going to be healthy underdogs in all of those games.
Yeah, at West Virginia is a tough trip.
They're eight and a half, 9-point dogs in that game already. I would not get my hopes up.
Well, I think a lot. I don't know if it's going to matter whether or not he gets to keep his job, whether or not that continues to be an issue. But that Iowa State loss is just going to stick out like a.
And it should.
Yeah.
And you know, I said when they beat Oklahoma, I said, you know what, he's probably going to be able to get away with anything. Because they beat Oklahoma, I didn't foresee a 28-0 loss to Iowa State. So I don't know if he will survive it. I don't know if he should. I mean, it's been a crazy season for them to have beat the best team probably on their schedule and lost to the worst team so far. Well, not Kansas is the worst now, but near the worst.
Really should have beaten Oklahoma State. Should have beaten Cal.
Yeah,
and those are solid teams. Boy, I'm looking at some of these lines. For this weekend, I love the Dolphins +6.
Oh, I do too.
That's, I mean, the Eagles really are 6-point favorites. I know the Dolphins are inconsistent at best, but
the Eagles should not be favored. That's a bad team. Yeah, there's a couple Eagles, Bills, Giants. I'll be on this week. Yeah, there's some of those lines, and the buy low, sell high thing has been working like a charm in the NFL. So any chance you get to where a team comes off a bad loss and everyone thinks that they're done for and they're playing against a team that everyone thinks is the best.
Right.
That's the time.
I'm And I don't think, getting back to the Dolphins Eagles, I don't think that Dolphins loss was as bad as the final score looked. They actually had gotten back in that game. And on the long touchdown pass that Taylor threw, they tackled Ndamukong Suh. That's the Dolphins sideline was livid over that. They had three guys holding him. It was just brutal. So I think you're going to see a better effort out of them. I like that. Looking at some of these college lines.
Oklahoma.
How about this? TCU minus 45 against Kansas.
God, that's
home,
ridiculous.
They are going to be wanting to, they're going to want to put a beat down on somebody.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous number, but I wouldn't. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to play a minus 45, but I wouldn't play that plus 45 either.
West Virginia minus 8.5 at home against Texas.
And no interest.
Auburn minus 1.5 against Georgia.
I'll take Auburn, I think. I think Georgia's just a bad team at this point.
Yeah, and I think Auburn's playing better football, and they're not quite what we thought they were going to be this year, but they're still solid, and they're finally getting decent quarterback play. Florida minus 7.5 at South Carolina. With that offense, I can't give points with them either. On the road, but I can't.
South Carolina's not good.
No, I can't take the other side of that either. Let's see who else looks interesting on here. Just kind of going through. Tech minus 5.5 at home against Kansas State. Think I might take Tech there.
Okay.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I will.
I think I'm almost done betting on Big 12 teams at this point. I will bet on Oklahoma this
week, I've pretty much decided Kansas State is absolute garbage unless they're at home.
Yeah.
And Texas Tech is absolute garbage unless they're at home, and Tech's at home. Yeah. So I'll give the 5.5 there. Notre Dame minus 27 against Wake Forest. I'm done trying to bet against Notre Dame. Just never works for me. How about this one? And I'm kind of interested in this game. Mississippi State getting 8 at home against Alabama. That is a team that can spread it around a little bit with Dak Prescott.
They can. And again, that's one of those buy or you know sell high
right.
situations. I'd probably be with you on that.
Trying to find. Oh, Houston minus 6.5 against Memphis.
According to my buy low, sell high prophecy, I'll probably take those points. Yeah,
yeah. For the same reason, I would have taken Cincinnati last week. It's you know good football team, and Cincinnati. You look at their body of work. I mean, their three losses were all to really good teams coming in. They played a much tougher schedule than Houston had, but in this case, I think this is going to be the same kind of game. I think it's going to be a field goal type game, and at that point, yeah, you'd probably take the 6.5. Although, if Houston can come out and run the ball really well, which they're capable of. Yeah, I think they can cover that.
Yeah,
LSU minus 7.5 against Arkansas.
I'll probably take LSU. I'll probably buy low on LSU and sell high on Arkansas.
Yeah, how about plus 3 with Oklahoma at Baylor?
Is it 3 now?
I'm looking at 3.
Oh, I already hit that button at 6.
Yeah.
So well, I think Oklahoma wins the game. So
yeah, and plus 130 on the money line.
Yeah.
Right now, which I like.
Yeah, I like that I got 6 points, but I'd still take it there.
Yeah, I'd take it all the way to a pick 'em because I think they're going to win. And here's one for you. Since you're the expert on all things Pac-12.
No, I'm not, apparently. Because
UCLA minus 9.5 at home against Washington State.
I'd probably take Washington State, but I won't play that.
I think I will take Washington State 9.5.
Washington State's pretty good now. They're kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, they are, and I think it'll be a high-scoring game, but I think Washington State can keep it close. I don't think they beat UCLA. And just for my – you remember how I used to always take Hawaii at home?
Yeah.
Fresno State plus 4.5 at Hawaii, I will take. Hawaii, they finally fired Norm Chow, so hopefully they'll get a real coach again and I can go back to betting the thing that always works. But no. Did you see this? I can't remember who sent it to us earlier, so I apologize. This Rumbler?
I did see that. It's a fake thing. It's a fake app.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's a fake thing.
Oh, well. I think
that's Troll Game 1000. That's not real.
That'd be a good app.
That's a horrible idea for an app.
Oh, come on, man.
Like, hey, you want to meet up and fight? Yeah, let's do that. I mean, cops would be on that so fast. Like,
they got better things to do.
You want to meet up and team up for some crime? No, that's a bad idea.
Hmm. I like the idea of a crime app, though.
No, you don't need apps are not the place to find partners in crime. It's just not.
Okay. I think you're being short-sighted.
That's like getting a Facebook message saying, hey, man, you into Robin Banks? I think you and I could work well together. Oh, cool. Well, I've never met you, but that sounds like a good idea. Let's do it. No, that's not a good idea. Finding partners in crime on Facebook or on apps, it's not a good idea.
Jose asked, if the Sooners went out, will they have a chance for the playoffs?
Absolutely, they will.
If the Sooners went out, I think they're – well, I don't know if they're in because of that one loss, but they're certainly –
they're in the conversation.
They're in the conversation, and I would almost be willing to bet if they went out that they're in.
Let's go to Aubrey Theodi from DFC. Aubrey, how's it going, man? Aubrey?
Hey, guys.
Hey, there's a big mess on our carpet in here. There's sawdust all over the place. What's going on? How come they haven't called you to come clean this place up?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that call, and you know how quickly I can respond to that. So I could just actually bring my truck into work any Saturday morning and take care of that.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see when you get in here.
Making me get that done. If you need something done, and you know, this becomes a honeydew type of season. We have great weather. We're seeing that San Diego type weather daily now, and the great size of the houses and the great traveling convenience, as well as pricing comfort to travel to Houston. It's the family hotspot, and that's why you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, Christmas to have some family over. Pick up the phone dial 281 Dirt Free. Get rid of the honeydew days. Let us come into your tile grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. We'll do it with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. You will get back to where that carpet stays looking new for 2-3 years. When we use soaps and chemicals like every carpet cleaning company in the world before we created the technology, before we created it, everyone was using the same products. No one talked about being soap or chemical free. And, you know, we'd see our customers every 4.5 to 6 months. Now we see them every 18 months. So this is a system that you need to use in your home, 281 Dirt Free, a family four-pack, the Texas Renaissance Festival, as well as a $100 free speed dry. What an amazing trip out to RenFest, Texas RenFest, and do it for free. All you got to do is make a purchase at 281 Dirt Free or go to dirtfreecarpet.com and purchase any one of our services.
All right. Pleasure as always having you on, Aubrey. We'll hear you this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Have a great night.
All right.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This year's Blitz shirts commemorates the pepper spray incident and is on sale right now. Available in black or navy and in sizes for all types. You can find it at the UT Co-op store in Uptown Park, or for stress-free shopping, log on to universitycoop.com. Get yours now and get your Blitz on. The basketball show with Amal Shaw and Calvin Watkins at 7 o'clock tonight.
The basketball show.
The basketball show.
That's right.
Texter says, if Baylor won the Big 12 with one loss to Texas, no chance they get in. OU, one loss, Big 12 champ is a lock. Got to love that blue blood credential. No.
No, you got to love playing someone out of conference, Baylor.
The committee has made it very clear that until you guys start scheduling somebody, then you better win all your games. And you know what OU did? They went to Tennessee and won.
Yeah. They played an SEC school on the road.
Yeah. So
your win, Baylor's win against Lamar, you know, doesn't quite stack up.
But you have your chance to prove yourself. It's all lined up for you. You just beat OU, you beat TCU, and you beat Oklahoma State, you're in.
Yep.
That's simple.
And then it doesn't matter that you didn't play anyone or even make an effort in non-conference.
No, but that's...
You can get away with it if you win all your games. But if you don't win all your games, wah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, let's do
just like last year.
Let's do the dumbass report.
Let's go to Oklahoma. McIntosh County. The sheriff's department said a man was arrested Friday after live rounds were fired at actors participating in a Civil War reenactment. Deputies arrived at the scene and quickly located the suspect, Gary Allen Lane. Officials say he was drunk and holding a loaded, sawed-off shotgun. Lane ran from the deputies and threw the gun on the ground. More firearms were found in his home nearby. During the investigation, deputies found 9 rounds fired into a tent with several actors inside. One actor was struck in the arm with a pellet. He did not sustain an injury, according to authorities. I mean, if a pellet hits your arm, I guess... I don't know, maybe. Lane's being held without bond for reckless conduct with a firearm, assault and battery with a deadly weapon, possession of a firearm while under the influence, malicious injury to property, and resisting arrest. Where can we go? Let's go to Florida next. Let's say you're a cop, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be given an award for making over 100 DUI arrests.
That's cool.
By the Mothers Against Drunk Driving from Florida. It's probably not a great idea to show up to receive your award so wasted you can't even walk up onto the stage.
That's exactly what I would do, though.
He does deny,
exactly what I would
he
do.
He does deny that he drove to the party drunk,
yeah.
And he insists that he only had one or two drinks. He said it was wrong, and again, one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. When I first heard about it, that was my reaction. Come on, you've got to be kidding me. That's the sheriff that arrested him. Once his supervisors encountered him, they described him as being, quote, wasted, and sent him back to his hotel room to miss out on the conference and the award. Sorry, not arrested him, but put him away. Got him out of there. After the incident, he was reprimanded and given one day of paid suspension, forced to write an apology letter to the supervisors for being belligerent with them. He was scheduled to be promoted to detective. His promotion was not affected by the incident at the conference. He now works as a detective in the sheriff's office in the Crimes Against Children unit. Oddly enough, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. Around this time last year, David Griffin, who was the acting chapter president for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and a former deputy police chief, was arrested for driving under the influence. Since the incident, Griffin has resigned from his position after 18 years with MAD, being a CEO and a high-ranking member of the organization. So if you're going to, you know, be involved in those organizations, you kind of have to play by their rules.
It's unfair.
Dumbass!
Okay, this is one of the worst. A woman who posted a selfie of her winning Melbourne Cup ticket, including its barcode, got fleeced of the winnings. Posted a selfie with the winning ticket, and of course, someone got the barcode and went and cashed the ticket, good for about $900 worth of winnings.
Nice.
When we found out, we naturally took a selfie to show my friends. 15 minutes later, she took her winning ticket to the counter to be told it had already been claimed.
That's fast.
No joke. Someone had pretty good game at filtering my picture and cutting out my barcode, putting it into an automated machine. The theft was made all the worse after she realized it must have been one of her Facebook friends who did it.
Absolutely.
To the lowlife who is obviously my friend on Facebook and used my photo to claim our winnings, you're a massive penis. You ruined my day. I might need a bit of a Facebook call now. She's doing what I'm doing. She's doing the, I can say you're a dick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, she said they're
that
a dick.
That reference you can't.
All right. She's doing the purge that I'm doing now off of Facebook. So
you guys have something in common.
We have
maybe
something
you should
common.
Be Facebook friends.
Maybe so. No, I don't want to be her friend. She's a dummy. And that, my friends, is your dumbass report.
Boy, Baylor fan, you just don't get it. Same guy texts, Tennessee, wow, that's so impressive.
It's an SEC school on the road.
You want to know, you know what Tennessee's record is going to be at the end of the year? 8-4. You know what their losses are going to be? Oklahoma by 7, Florida by 1, Arkansas by 4, Alabama by 5. You want to know what's so impressive? SMU, Lamar, and Rice. Stop it. Just go out and win all your games. That's the bet you've made. You lie in it. Win them all, you're in. You lose, you don't deserve to be. So you start scheduling one game against anybody. Anybody. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Want to thank John Lee, doing a great job. Want to thank AD for getting us in the new studio. I think it went off with very few hitches today. Great job by AJ Hoffman. I think for a Monday, that's pretty much on my game. I'm going to give myself a D.
You've been worse for sure.
Yeah. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.